University of Alaska Fairbanks research shows tiny marine life in Port Valdez was slow to recover following the 1964 earthquake. UAF scientists tracked invertebrates in deep water and intertidal zones of Port Valdez following the 9.2 magnitude quake. Their findings were recently published in the journal Marine Environmental Research. Assistant research professor Arnie Blanchard says it took decades for some species to recover after the quake moved massive amounts of sediment over the deep sea floor.
Those ones that would take more time were still in the process of coming into the fjord in 1971, and it was not until like into the 1980s that they seemed to be able to reestablish some semblance of a balance in the basin. And then our data suggests that it was not until about 1990 that they really reached a point of equilibrium.
Blanchard says a study led by UAF's Dr. Howard Fader that looked at the tsunami-scoured near-shore environment of Port Valdez also showed drawn-out recovery for some species like mussels. Blanchard says the research may transfer to other more recently earthquake-impacted areas like Japan and Indonesia.
The patterns of recovery and the time frames are likely to be different. Who knows how long those would take, like down in Indonesia, but more northern environments. We can expect things to take quite a bit of time to recover.
Blanchard says the shape of the glacial formed fjord at Port Valdez restricts water exchange between surface and deeper environments, a challenge to rebuilding marine life after a catastrophic event like an earthquake and tsunami.